Imagine if every black man in the world moved his money all at once to black-led banks, credit unions, and businesses for just 30 days. Here's what would happen day by day. And you would never guess what happens by day 30. Day one, billions leave mainstream accounts overnight. Savings, investments, business deposits, and they all land in black-led banks, credit unions, and funds. The largest coordinated financial shift in modern history. Days two to four, financial media scrambles to calculate the losses and stocks dip for most banks exposed. Analytics warn of sudden liquidity exposure. Panic is quiet, but it's real. Days five to seven and the counterattack begins. The bank starts to roll out them special offers. Cheap mortgages, bonus savings, new credit card, all ignored. The money stays put. Days eight to 12, spending follows deposits, and in black businesses, they see the money rolling in, mate. Clothing, tech, food, services, the whole works. And all them other major retailers, things just ain't going so well for them. It's 13 to 17, they start fighting back. Retail giants and global brands launch desperate heritage collections. Diverse ads, heavily discounted campaigns, but social media calls it out instantly. And that spending freeze, that ain't going nowhere. It's 18 to 21. Marketing losses begin appearing in quarterly forecasts. Lobbyists are in the government's ears whispering, "This is coordinated economic separatism. It can't happen." But legally it can. People are just choosing where they bank and where they buy. It's 22 to 25, things start to get real interesting. Black investors start going on the offense, funding businesses, expanding credit, buying stock in media, tech, and logistics. Days 26 to 29, and foreign governments start reaching out to the largest black-led financial institutions for trade and for investment partnerships. What began as deposits is now seen as leverage. Day 30, a full month later, and billions secured inside black-led institutions, new ownership pathed out, and permanent funds created. And for the first time, black men collectively prove that they can move markets and shift power. We always hear that money talks, but a month like this, and you will never hear it whisper again. Follow if you're done watching passively. We decode the myth, and we don't clap for crumbs.